I can't remember what day it was. I do remember before I went on vacation, I had me and the kids watch Jaws. It's the 50-year anniversary of Jaws. And then over break, we went and saw the Jurassic Park movie, the new Jurassic Park movie or Jurassic World, whatever you want to call it. And it got me thinking, seeing those movies that are part of a franchise. You know, Jaws had 3, 4, 5 movies. I'm not sure how many there actually were. There's only one that was worth a damn. But
hot.
It made me think or ask the question, because we were talking about how Jurassic Park, for those in their 20s, 30s, early 40s, that's their Star Wars.
Okay.
That they don't have a Star Wars like we did, because they weren't 8 years old when it came out, or 7 years old or whatever. And
we had the prequel Star Wars.
Yeah, you did, which is a weird launch into that universe. But it made me think about these movies and these franchises, and like, where does Jurassic Park, the franchise, rank all time amongst movie franchises? What is the one that has the most of the monies? And immediately, I think Star Wars has got to be number one.
Got to be.
Well, now I know. So I would like to play a little game with you boys concerning movie franchises. And what is at the top? And what would surprise you? Now, I'm not going to ask you to start just naming franchises, because it is pretty
Marvel.
Difficult.
Yes. Harry Potter.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you. So what I'm going to do is remove, because Marvel and the cinematic universe, their cinematic universe, they have 43 movies.
43?
Yes.
Dude, why stop there?
It's so ridiculous. Well, they're not.
They're not.
Clearly. Worldwide, their box office is at $31 billion. So, I mean, they're like, you could say that each one of those makes just under a billion, but, you know, some of them are much larger than others. But I'm removing that. I'm removing the DC world and Batman, because there are 56 Batman and DC comic related movies.
Oh my gosh.
56, dude. And so, yeah, we'll stick with the ones that we know, that aren't just, you know, playing another game altogether. Hell, there's the fact that Batman and the DC Extended Universe are separated is weird to me on a lot of these lists. Because Batman, I guess, is just the tentpole for it all.
Yeah, and what they're trying to do now is connect everything. And before that, they're all just not connected, like Marvel's doing.
Right. Okay, so in the top 10, you will find the following. You will find Lord of the Rings.
Yes.
Which has 9 movies altogether that have made worldwide, and we're talking worldwide box office here, not just domestic. That's the number I'm using. Almost $6 billion Lord of the Rings is made. At number 9, Jurassic Park, which has 7 movies altogether, and it has made about $6.5 billion. Then Fast and the Furious.
That was going to be a top guess.
Of which I still have seen none.
That's on you.
You've seen what, 1?
Yes, but it was great. I think about it quite a bit.
Did you see the one where they went into space?
No, I saw the first one.
Oh, you only saw the first one?
Well, what's wrong with that?
Before it got cool?
You didn't...
No, it was cool.
You didn't keep going, though? I thought you liked it.
I'm ready to, yeah, anytime anyone...
Unbelievable.
I mean, I'm not just going to grab one, but the second somebody says it's time to watch number 2, I'm in.
Monty thinks you're such a poser right now.
Why?
You know that. Well, because... You talk the big game like you're all part of the family and all that.
Well,
you watched one movie.
Family is really like what Fast and the Furious is all about, and you don't get it.
It's like you watched A New Hope and stopped right there.
Well, no, I didn't
stop.
They
blew up the Death Star.
I'm waiting.
There's no other movie. How can we do this?
I'm taking my time.
Right.
I'm percolating about the first one before I move on. I'm absorbing it.
At number 7... we have the X-Men franchise, which surprised me. Now, does Logan count in that?
Yes.
Yeah, Fox property, yeah.
Okay. So I've seen one of those.
Yeah.
Well, no, I saw Deadpool, but that's... Okay, what's going on now?
So Deadpool, the first two are Fox, but now the newest one is Disney.
See, this is where it gets confusing.
Well, these feel like... These feel like wrong groupings, Corby, not to dive in here and make a mess of everything,
yeah.
but I've seen people talk about, like on a long trip, they're going to watch all 9 Lord of the Ring movies in succession. The Star Wars movies can be watched in succession. If you just say Marvel, 43 of them, or what was the last one you just said?
X-Men, 14.
Like they don't fit together in one narrative, do they?
No, not at all.
And that's,
I probably could remove them.
I feel like it's not like for like, in my humble opinion.
You know what? We're going to scratch them from the record then. I don't like that at all. Matter of fact, they also separated Avengers movies from the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Is this a Grok list like Bob's been doing?
No, it is not.
Leave Grok out of this. Grok's been having a tough week.
I also did some research because it says the DC Extended Universe has 26 movies. I just looked to have 15. There's nowhere near the 26 they claim. So it is a little bit confusing on what they consider the movies.
Well, you can ask your boy Ham over there. Okay, James Bond.
James Bond.
Yes, killer. James Bond has made 20, or that franchise has 28 films and has about $8 billion in revenue. And I would say outside of Star Wars, I think I've seen more of the James Bond movies than anything else on this list.
Yeah, and I think most people in our demo would agree with you. I would just once again say that it doesn't feel like a narrative. It feels like those are independent movies that you can just build one on top of the other.
You're right, and you can start over. Right?
Right.
James Bond gets old. Let's find a young one.
They're essentially different episodes of like a TV show from the old days where you don't have to watch every week. You can pick any episode and there's a story inside.
Right. Yes. Spider-Man individually has 13 movies made about him, garnering $9 billion. Harry Potter, 13 movies, almost $10 billion. How many of Harry Potter have you seen? I feel like I rummaged through a lot with the kids when they were small.
Yeah, that's their wheelhouse, and I've probably watched, which means start and fall asleep to several of them.
How many Spider-Man?
13 in total, and I think they're counting the animated ones and all that, and anime. They do anime.
Now,
it seems high.
Spider-Man New Karate and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Star Wars is number one, as it should be.
Spider-Man goes to Monte Carlo.
Right. Spider-Man plays for the Globetrotters.
Oh.
Whoa.
Whoa. That's totally different, Corby.
Snake.
Sorry. Globetrotters.
Our apologies to both parties.
You didn't dump that, did you?
No.
Okay, good. Star Wars number one, 15 movies overall, over $10 billion made. Now, some of the other ones that were interesting to me. Avatar, 5 movies, $5 billion. That's a pretty good average.
Yes.
Wouldn't you say they're doing pretty well?
I would say very well.
Pirates of the Caribbean, 5 movies, $4.5 billion. I couldn't believe that they made all that money.
Yeah.
Mission Impossible, as it's known on screen, 8 films, almost $5 billion. The Lion King has 5 movies, $3.5 billion. The Hunger Games, 6, $3.5 billion. Toy Story, 8, $3.2 billion. Ice Age, 8 movies?
Wow, really?
I thought that there was only like 4.
What do you know about that, Ham?
Unless it's like direct to film.
Yeah, maybe so.
Tape or whatever.
They've made 3.2. Minions, 6 for $3 billion. Let's see. Godzilla Bob, 13 movies, $2.5 billion. Planet of the Apes, 10 overall movies, $2.5 billion.
Bunky.
Indiana Jones, 5 movies, $2.3 billion. If Indiana Jones would have been released, like if Raiders of the Lost Ark was released in 2010, the mm-hmm, first one, mm-hmm. and like the last one was released next year, would that number be $7 billion?
It would be very high, and they would keep making them. In quick succession.
Absolutely. They should make more.
They should make more.
Right, they should.
That'd be woke, though.
They should.
Fighting Nazis.
Well, they should get a woke Indiana Jones. A DEI Indiana Jones.
And King Kong. 7 overall movies that date back to the 1930s for $2.2 billion. But yes, at the top of the game is the movie that should be at the top of the game, Star Wars. Thank you to Star Wars.
Thank you very much
for changing all of our lives.
That's right.